I'm a magician. I lie for a living.
How do I murder someone?
Invisibility cloak.
Me and Jelly have zero talent.
Avada Kedavra.
Oh, that would be illegal.
Still cry every single night.
Well, the virus Jelly gave me destroyed my anus.
I'm genuinely afraid to continue this episode.
I sleep.
Jelly, you don't look so good.
Mm-hmm.
You're not feeling okay.
Mm-mm.
What's going on?
Mm-mm.
Buddy, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Going on?
Oh my god.
Help!
What is happening?
Pull it!
What?
What?
Pull. Okay. When does it end? There you go. Jeez. Dan, what did you give us? What is this mess?
Hold on.
Talk while it's in your mouth. Speak.
I was scared it would never end. Then.
You've drugged me.
What is going on?
Oh, God.
Was that the first magic trick?
We're magicians.
Hey.
Wait, what did he do?
I coughed up cards, but you missed it.
Oh.
Too slow, my friend. You've got to be on the... When you watch The Magician...
Or we didn't see it because you were doing it invisible.
He's already exposed me already.
Yeah,
I thought he's invited me on the podcast to go easy on me.
He has no idea what's going on.
I have no idea. And you know what? Maybe because I don't know. Josh, can you please introduce our guest here today?
This is Dan the Magician.
Hello.
Wow.
Dan does magic things.
Oh.
That are really magical. Let's get a round of applause.
Wow. Stop it. I also went to a Hogwarts.
Oh, you did?
Just put that one.
Where's your wand?
Obviously. I didn't bring it with me. You can't do magic outside of Hogwarts. That's a common rule. So.
Is it?
I just do tricks outside of Hogwarts. So this stuff is card tricks, although it looks like real magic. But when I am in the vicinity of Hogwarts, I do real magic.
All right. Well, Dan, I believe you're 19, right?
19, yeah.
You're 19 years old.
Yeah.
You've got over 15 billion views on YouTube.
Yeah.
Which, by the way... It's more than me, is more than Josh.
Yeah, that's quite a lot
this
of views.
This is a big guy, you know? This is a big guy. And he's only 19!
How long have you been doing magic for?
So I've been doing magic for about a week now. And in that... a long time. Yeah, I've been doing it since I was 7 years old, believe it or not.
Seven years old.
So yeah, little Dan, instead of going out and hanging out with friends, I was sat in my bedroom... You guys can relate.
It's relatable,
like,
man.
Yeah,
it's
two
relatable.
Guys that can relate. Yeah. Sat in a bedroom, but instead of playing games, I was watching how to do card tricks.
So magicians and gamers, they're all in the same category.
Yeah, right.
You were reading Harry Potter.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like magicians and gamers are the sort of guys that if we were in school together, we would have been sat in the same corner
with each other.
Right.
So is it that gamers get into gaming because we haven't got any friends and then magicians get into magic because you've not got any friends?
Exactly.
But when you learnt the magic, did that get you friends?
Because
I'll be honest, the gaming didn't get you friends.
Well, I feel like gaming, you must have a friend to game because you need another player.
Yeah,
obviously.
True. Mm.
But I feel like when you're gaming, it gets quite aggressive sometimes. So when you say if you're a gamer who's got one or two friends, when you're younger, it might end quickly when, you know, you get killed in Fortnite or whatever else. I sense animosity with gamers sometimes. Like, I feel like, you know.
Have you played the new Harry Potter game?
I haven't, and I've seen...
Come on, it's a magician here. You're sitting with gamers, man.
Let me ask you a question. Okay?
All right.
If you could actually play Fortnite in real life,
literally,
would you do that or would you play the video game?
Oh, that would be illegal.
I'm pretty sure there are countries that play Fortnite.
Yeah.
Oh.
But,
which countries, Josh?
Yeah, but imagine you respawn, right? So like...
No.
Oh, you respawn.
That's not a thing in most countries.
I'm trying to make the point that because I'm a real wizard, I don't need to play the game.
He's a real wizard.
Obviously.
Well, okay.
Dan, I feel like they don't believe me.
I've got a question for you, Dan.
Please ask me.
Do you know why you're sitting here?
Why am I sitting here?
Yeah.
Because I met Josh in Valencia and started talking to him about watches for hours, annoying him.
Oh,
and then
watches for hours.
Yeah, right.
Literally.
I bet you knew the time.
We actually just bumped into each other.
Yeah,
that's kind of just how we met. And then
you're kind of hard to avoid, though.
Thanks, Joey.
Sorry.
That was just unnecessary.
Go ahead.
Hey, listen, it's a compliment. You had to ignore.
Did you know what I had done before on YouTube before when you met me?
Did you know Slogo? the Slogo Man.
I did indeed.
Because I'll be honest, when I bumped into you, I had no idea who you were.
No one else does, don't worry.
But it's insane because I say that, but I have definitely then seen your videos before.
Yeah.
And you've got an insane amount of views. Yeah. So it was like, it's a weird thing.
Like, yeah, it's a weird one because like, I feel because my content is mostly viral stuff.
Sure.
Like I'll get.
I wish I could say that.
Yeah. The times I get recognized most, people will be like, sometimes I love it when people are like, oh, it's Dan Rhodes, the magician. And then that's, I feel like only the last year I've kind of started having that.
Right.
At the very start, it'd be like, oh, I've seen your magic somewhere.
Right. Right.
And that used to be the code. Like at one point I've seen, cause even if they've seen one video, cause it's still a short, it's not a long form video, still I get a lot more stares where people are like, oh, I wonder if it's him. Like on the train down, there were these people like looking at me the full train journey. And at the very end, they were like, are you the magician? And I was like, yeah, I'm the magician. Showed him a card trick. And then they went, cheers, can I keep this? And I was like, yeah, keep that card.
And you stole their watch.
Yeah, yeah. And we can't say this on the podcast, but yes, I told him just before I stole the watch, me and Josh are pawning it after this. So, yeah.
Do you actually...
Where's mine?
You took it off before.
Yeah,
I did.
I wanted to confuse
him. Would you actually say that, like, the magic you've learned, would you be able to commit crimes?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I've got a funny story, actually. So, like...
This is, like, the most... that's the one thing I was most excited to ask.
No, but the thing is... Oh, of course he is. The FIFA brick. I think he's thinking if the... I think he's a bit bored of gaming now.
I think so. Tired of shooting people in Grand Theft Auto.
Come on, exactly. Tell me the thief story.
Yeah, all right. I'll tell you the thief story. It's a very good one, so I thought I'd leave you waiting. So, basically... I learned how to pickpocket for magic tricks, right?
Cool, yeah.
So, like, I'd do it all the time. Like, I'd be pickpocketing my mum, my dad, just close friends and family. And it got to a point where they were like, we've had enough of this now. Like, because whenever anything went missing, they'd think I did it. And I'm like, I didn't do it this time.
Where's the remote?
I'd be honest, like, but then sometimes I would. So, yeah, I was always, like, doing this pickpocketing stuff when performing magic for tricks. So, like, I'd plank cards in people's pockets and I'd take things out and bring them back. And then one day, I swear on my life, I was walking home from school and I found 20 quid on the floor, right?
Okay.
But it was in my pickpocketing stage. So I come home.
It was where? In your what?
In my pickpocketing stage for the magic tricks.
You know the stage of life
the
you have?
Pickpocketing stage.
Yeah, we've all been there. We're trying to learn.
All right, so you found 20 quid on the floor. Yeah, you were in your pickpocketing stage.
When school isn't going that well and you know, you're questioning life and you think maybe one day I might need to learn, be a thief.
Sure. Right.
Obviously. But anyways, I was learning it for tricks anyway. And I come home with this £20 note and my mum's like, you've took that out of someone's pocket. And I'm like, Mum, I swear on my life, I found it on the floor. She's like, no, you've been pickpocketing everyone, right? And I was literally grounded for a full-on week.
No.
But I did do it. And I still, Mum, if you're watching this, I still can't forgive you for that.
Because this is what I'm talking about. If you get grounded for a week, though, can't you just escape, but then... You leave behind
invisibility cloak.
Sure, like a version of yourself. You know, like when you hide the body under the covers, and then you jump out the window.
Josh, you seem to want to know a lot about too much crime stuff, and hiding
like,
bodies.
He's scaring me now. Like he wants to learn how to pickpocket and how to hide a body.
Yeah.
And how to might be when he's on crime news, this will be the clip that they cut back to. It
how
all
do
started.
I,
John, just quickly how do changing I, subject.
Yeah.
How do I murder someone?
That's the question. It's going to be clipped from here.
And get away with it.
Yeah, get away with it. Have you ever watched How to Get Away with Murder on Netflix?
Oh, yeah, I have. Yeah.
Oh, it is incredible.
Maybe.
It is so good. And you. If you want to be a criminal, you know, if you learned watch you is very good for that sort of thing.
Oh, I've seen that.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay, so I want you to do a magic trick for Jelly.
A magic trick?
Yeah. Oh. And now I know people are listening.
I'm scared, man.
And you're just going to, Jelly, I need you to talk about what you're experiencing.
Okay, so this is for the audio listeners, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Dan is grabbing his stack of cards. Oh, he's playing with it.
Dan can talk as well, Jay. You don't have to talk all the time. we don't need to hear you all the time.
It's like I'm a narrator. It's like
right.
Over me. I like it.
What are you going to do to me, Dan?
I'll do a trick.
Cards.
Yeah, I'll do it silently. And I think this will be quite funny. I won't say a word. You, like, describe what's going on and what you're seeing, okay?
All right. So he's showing me all the cards. I have to pick a card. Card. I'm just going to pick one in the middle.
Sign your name on the face of the card. Not your face, just the face of the card.
Wait, the faces that
just that part.
Sign my name.
Sign your name across it.
All right, all right.
And then for the watches, I'm selling it on eBay. My eBay is for all the gaming fans.
Okay,
I sign this and now another card and now another card.
That's my payment for the podcast. Actually, don't mind if I see the card. Actually, I'll go one step above.
Six of clovers.
Six of clovers. Oh my god.
Clovers.
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 Clubs.
Six clubs. Clubs. Oh, yeah. It's a Dutch one. Learn, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, is actually?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fair enough. I'll let you.
I'll teach you guys another language if you want.
No, can we focus on the magic? Yet?
All right, magic trick. Boom, boom. Hand.
Yeah, six of clubs. Okay.
I've got my hand out.
He's got it out. Keep it very, very still. You cannot move. If you move, the trick ends terribly, and it's your fault, not mine.
And
so.
I die.
Yeah, but don't mention focus. Death around this man.
There is a risk.
Get too excited.
Don't get me too excited.
Six of clubs. Okay. Put your hand on top of the six of clubs.
Put my hand on.
Yeah, put your hand on
but
top.
I couldn't move.
Yeah, it's very still, very still.
He requires very
all right,
specific
I'm putting
still. Directions.
The card between you my are. Palms.
Right, I've got the next card, the Ten of Diamonds, right? Can everybody see that?
This is a still. Long trick.
It's a very long trick. It would have happened by now, though.
Wait, how do I know it's actually the Six of Clubs?
We've got a hold still. I'll show you. 1 minute. Dan?
Oh, you're signing your name on the what diamond?
The Ten of Diamonds.
The Ten of Diamonds.
Yeah, it's just for you. I'm going to gift this to you.
I don't really want your signature. I'm just kidding. It's so
just,
rude.
Just pretend.
I'm the already roasting our guest.
The short form views are not as good for signatures.
Dan, okay? Ten of Diamonds. So got my name on the
ten of Diamonds.
Ten of Danmans. Oh, that was good. I'm taking that. I put it on
can
top.
We disable
I don't have line. A third hand to put on there, mate.
Oh, I'm over here.
Josh, wait. Oh, he did something. He snapped. I felt a vibration in between my hands.
Oh, easy crowd. He's really helping me out, making it sound more exciting.
Dude, the vibration is killing me.
Oh,
what is it?
Oh, look. I've got...
Jelly, it's the six of clubs that you just put on my hands.
You switched around, Jelly.
That so what am I... Wait, so I am holding the card you signed.
You should be, if this has worked correctly.
The Ten of Diamonds.
You can't be, Jelly. You can't be
holding
it.
I'm holding the Ten of Diamonds that he signed. I'm holding it.
Oh my god.
I am holding it. I don't know how this works.
Can you say I'm a wizard, Harry?
You are indeed a wizard, Harry.
Oh, thank you. And the best part is...
Don't I get to keep it?
No. You offended me. I'm keeping this card now. This is the... but yeah.
I was impressed.
Was that one of your first magic tricks?
Yeah, it's the first one I've been magicked on.
Oh, nice. His first ever magic
trick. You
took
his magic virginity.
I did indeed.
Ooh.
It is gone.
Now you right. got it. You
I still don't know how it works. You are you now... here to explain it? No. You're not here to explain it.
No. So
a magician that... never reveals his... trick.
And that's like a proper thing, right? Because people do and don't know that, but it's genuinely a proper thing that you can't reveal the magic.
Yeah,
right.
You can't reveal a single trick unless you give me 20k. I'm serious. 20 grand and I will teach. No. To be honest with you, I've taught so many grand. Tricks on...
Yeah, but do you just... You just tell people the really boring ones.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So, like, I always teach the ones that, like, you could do at home or, like, you could do with household objects.
Well, this one you could do anywhere.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really simple.
Right.
It's really
right.
easy.
But you know what the weird thing is? That the card was stuck in between my hands.
It was.
And I didn't feel the card leaving or... I don't understand.
And that's magic.
That is magic. That snap he did, right? That one right there?
That was where the magic was.
It created...
Snap.
A special force, okay, which Jenny. A magician calls...
The force. It created an attachment in time, in the space-time continuum. That's great. How the trick... Like, obviously, it's a very simple trick, but right. I'll explain...
We're back on time. You guys love watches.
Yeah, I'll explain in short how the trick works.
It all makes sense.
So basically, when I snap,
yeah,
time stops for like a couple of seconds, right?
You really?
Because he's in on it, right?
He's in on it. Josh, are you in on it?
Then... We move your hand and we swap the card and you've been hypnotized without knowing. You have a trigger word, right? So whenever me and Josh say this word, you just freeze.
But I'm not going to tell you what it is.
No, you're kidding.
Don't say
no,
it.
Like you...
What?
He just...
Have you hypnotized me?
I have.
Yeah.
No!
It wasn't that hard. You're quite suggestible. Some people are suggestible to hypnosis, others aren't. And
I'm genuinely afraid to continue this episode.
And sleep.
No!
You see?
I'm just kidding.
That wasn't the word. He wouldn't tell you the
word.
Well,
I didn't hear sleep before.
We can't tell him the trigger word.
Yeah,
definitely
we won't.
Not.
We'll keep it.
Okay.
So on the topic of not being able to like tell people the tricks.
Yeah.
How does anyone then learn to become a magician if you can't ever tell the tricks?
That is such a good question.
Yeah. Thanks, Joey. This is like the rebuttal I always give to magicians when they're so annoyed at me for teaching tricks. But I'm like, if you can't teach them, then no one's going to learn. So
right. It's a dying breed at that point.
It is. Right? Exactly that. Exactly yeah. that. So, yeah, I am. I think I am the last magician, though.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, you're actually lucky to be living in a 21st century because to
on the internet,
you'd be burned on stake. Like
this is what I'm saying. Like everyone would think if I were doing this back in the day. Back when these guys were younger,
when we were relevant.
You didn't exist yet.
No, not exactly.
So. Well, no. So actually, back in the day, Dan was on Britain's Got Talent.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So effectively, for anyone that doesn't know what that is, that's like X Factor. It's like a talent.
Americans
show.
Got Talent, isn't that a show?
Yeah.
The Got Talent show.
I've got quite a few questions because I watched that a lot growing up. Like, really? How did you even come to get beyond that?
Yeah,
like,
I'm curious about this as well.
I think it was like I saw a lot of magicians doing clips where they were going viral online.
Yeah,
and then. It's weird because I've only just come to realize now that like the way you really build an audience is with stuff that tells a story, obviously. Mm. But like I just wanted to like gain followers and go viral when I started.
How old were you at this time?
I've been making videos for about almost 3 years, like short videos.
Right.
That's not a long time.
Yeah, it's not mega long because what I do is I just all my tricks that I'd learned because I've been doing magic for quite a long time. I just put on TikTok.
Yeah.
So like at the start of the lockdown, I had like 100,000 followers on TikTok.
What?
And then I grew that. And then when YouTube released shorts, I just posted all my shorts on there.
Wow.
And I really wanted to do a lot of long form, but I was in two minds because no one, when shorts started, was sure how long it would kind of last, the mad reach. And I just didn't want to like, from a brand perspective, I just thought the idea of scaling that fast was really good. So I just focused on shorts and shorts and shorts and shorts.
But was the Britain's Got Talent thing before?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Before, so Britain's so you actually you weren't an influencer back then. Yet.
No. So
did TikTok exist by the time you went on?
No, I think it was Musical.ly. Do you remember Musical.ly?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we never probably used that.
So how old were you when you were on British Got Talent?
I
was 16. I think.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how did you get onto that? What's the story behind that?
How
signed
I got
up
on.
Online or
how did I
friend
get
of a friend?
Yeah,
let him reply. Jenny.
There was a guy that he's who was it?
He'll make how you disappear it? If you're okay. Yeah,
exactly.
No, don't say the word.
I use the trigger word exactly. No, but what was I going to say? So how did I get on Britain's Got Talent? Have you hypnotized me to just make me forget
I also have a Q word.
Oh, does he actually?
No, he doesn't have a clue what day it is.
I'm safe.
I don't.
So yeah, I just auditioned. Like I emailed them.
Yeah.
And the trick that I did wasn't actually my trick. I hired it. So I did the sawing in half illusion.
Whoa.
Hang on.
You hired it?
I hired it.
How does that? What is
you
that?
You hired what? You hired the trick.
I hired the trick.
What
yes.
does that mean?
No. But wait, let me quickly say this.
Yeah.
For somebody who hasn't seen your performance on British Got Talent, you went on stage and you said you brought your own custom made cardboard. What is it? Like human body cutting?
I've just realized I've exposed myself.
It's never. It I'm wasn't made by you.
I lie for a living. You can't blame me.
You hired that. So you paid someone.
Yeah, but here's my rebuttal. Here's the reason it's
exposes
okay.
himself, you know, then has to...
This is actually really funny.
Come on,
I'll let
this.
You answer, but you know, the thing about British Got Talent is... The thing is, right?
You want to
it play. Was for the audience, right? Imagine, 16-year-old kid comes on, right? With his own cardboard box, and he's gonna do a magic trick.
Yeah.
That seems like relatable and cool, and just let him pass anyway. No wonder you made it through.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. So, when I wanted to hire the trick, because Britain's Got Talent came to me and said they want someone to do the sawing in half trick on a judge, because they knew it would get headlines, right?
What?
So they hired it for me. So
no!
I didn't have to come out of my pocket.
It's getting worse.
But I told them, if I was to do this trick, that I want to make it unique. So originally it just said, sawing a lady in half, blah, 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 blah. And I put the cardboard on it. So technically, so I put all, so because I wanted to make it look so bad that when I actually saw the judging half, it was her. I mean, so, it looked better, but I've got something to tell you. The Amanda Holden you see now, do you ever see these conspiracy theories of different shows where they think that the celebrity, you know, disappeared or they got a
clone? Wait, you actually believe you killed her?
No.
I think I saw it right now.
For reals?
Yeah. Because
you were there. You did it.
Yeah, I did it. So I think, they actually cut and they fully saved me. I skipped the prison sentence and everything.
You know what's the nerdiest thing ever, actually?
What?
So I watched it. And I have pretty much the same electric saw as first thing I saw when I did it was you did it the wrong way around.
Yeah.
So it was the blunt side that you used. Because you used it like that with the handle like in that direction and the blade is on the inside. So you should have cut way.
Okay. For the last 3 years I thought my performance was flawless. And that tree must now have been crushed.
I had to reveal that.
That is
I might be wrong,
OCD.
But when I looked at it, I was like, yeah, that's what I have. And that would have just been the blunt side of the blade.
Oh, damn.
So
okay.
You don't have to reveal your secrets, but I've had one of these magic knives before that once you use it, you just like, it has a spring
inside.
It retracts.
Yeah.
Does the blade work like that?
It's a bit different.
Because obviously she's still alive, she's still kicking, you know.
Kicking.
Is she still a jury?
Still kicking.
She's got, I don't know, but she's got hip problems now.
Actually, I can't mention this, guys. There's still an ongoing lawsuit about me sawing Amanda in half.
It was their idea.
Semantics
it was all
and logistics. Exactly. That's my thing that my lawyer's going with strongly that it was their idea. Mm. So, it's not my fault.
I think it's important you say that is a joke because you might actually get drunk.
What do you mean a joke?
It's a joke.
When you did it, Simon Cowell bleeped you in the.
He did?
Yeah.
Did that actually happen or was that dramatic flair?
No, he genuinely buzzed. And in that moment, I was.
Was that
like,
planned?
No. He just, I think he was getting bored.
Yeah.
Because like the first 2 minutes were just like, today I'm going to saw it now. I'm going to saw. Hang on. Like it's completely different with like a YouTube video. You're almost like.
I guess as well, because when you think about it, the performance, what the actual thing that happens is so quick.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So you actually.
No, but it's a build up, right?
That's what I'm saying.
That's a magic trick in general.
So
do
you think he just bleeped you because he got bored?
I think he just got bored.
He just wanted to add a little bit of suspense to it.
We'll go with that.
Apparently he retracted it as well, right?
Yeah, he took it off at the end. So he buzzed me. Thanks, Simon. But then, you know, he took it back and he said, then he went back on it and said, oh, you've got a little bit of showmanship. I like the style, whatever else. Yeah. And he said he did it to scare Amanda, so maybe he did that. But in that moment...
He did it so that you would jolt and cut the leg off.
That's what I'm saying. He said he was hoping something would go wrong. But in that moment when he buzzed me, I was in two minds. I was like, do I like stop smiling or do I just keep going?
Right.
And then because it's weird in person. Because when you see it on TV, you're like, but it's so loud.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like, I was like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then... I just kept going and then he took it back.
Hmm.
And now I'm here because I think if he wouldn't have taken it back, I wouldn't have kept making videos and I wouldn't have ended up on this sofa right now. So
I've got a question for you. What happened after? So you made it through, right? They loved your performance. They said you're going to continue to the next round.
Yeah.
What happened to this next round? Because I don't think any of that has been on TV.
The next round never came.
So because they staged your performance, they just basically kicked you out straight away after.
I don't know if I could say it was staged, but it was like...
Well, it was a stage, but they
wanted
was their
the trick.
Idea.
Yeah. So I think sometimes with BGT, even if you get 4 yeses, you're not always necessarily through. But I'm kind of glad it went how it did. And sometimes they ask me to come back like some years.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
And you haven't done it yet?
No.
Why?
I just like...
It's good for your brand,
the
right?
Need for it anymore.
I think maybe you're too elevated now.
I feel like it wouldn't be fair. Like
you're giving them exposure then.
No, it's not that. Like,
you're like an actual professional now.
Yeah, like I could make 10 videos saying vote for me. Then is that fair if I won?
Oh yeah.
Right. But still, though, what happened to this next round? So, how quickly did you find out that you're actually not going to continue to semifinals?
It was a couple of weeks after.
Oh, okay. I thought it would be like 10 minutes later.
Yeah, no. A few weeks later, they just said you're not through to the next round.
There was no second performance.
There was none. There was none. Just in my bedroom when I was thinking of the ideas.
Did you cry?
Did I cry? I still cry every single night, you know, just thinking what would have happened if I would have gone part two on BGT.
Jelly cries every night, just for different reasons.
So do you, don't even lie. We're all crying.
I've never cried.
I can see it in your eyes.
There's nothing.
I can hide my tears.
It's
one of my special magic tricks that I actually have.
This needs to be a goal to make him cry on one of the podcasts. You really need to touch him. You need to think of something.
Just talk about. Just say something happened to his dog. Something messed up like that.
Oh, no kidding.
That is brutal. All
right, I tell you what. I think. So do you like? Do you get it when you do tricks a lot that people try to disprove it and try to like mess with it all the time?
Hecklers. Like me, I'm annoying.
Yeah. I like hecklers.
Hecklers.
You know what I mean?
Oh, so you like that's the way I'm responding.
Yes, yeah. But okay. But like I kind of
said no one ever that
said
heckler.
Heckler, have you heard that?
I don't think anyone has ever said that they like the way Jelly's responding about anything. But
oh, thank you, Josh.
You'll get tired of it.
But no, like a heckler is essentially someone who's trying to figure out the magic trick.
Yeah.
But I always say, like, at the end of the day, it's entertainment. So yeah. Like in the same way you wouldn't go and watch a film and be like, this isn't real. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Like a magic trick, it isn't real, but it's like their perception because I think the whole point is that you convince someone for a split second. I think it's just creating that idea of wonder.
So how do you work around someone who's like heckling you and messing you up? Like do you do anything different when you get those types of people?
Yeah, I just look them right in the eyes.
You didn't?
Like this. And I just go, you're really cool. And then that's it. And then that one normally does the trick, so... Then they don't really stop.
I feel like a good magic trick, like if you partially reveal it, it leaves people wondering even more, and that makes it better.
Yeah, I feel like if someone really, really wants to learn the trick, then there's nothing to stop them from like teaching them. But because there's some people who just don't want to learn, they're like, I want to just keep it as a magic trick.
Yeah.
All the people are like, I want to learn how that works because people's minds work differently. Some people want to figure out like the intricacies of different things and other people are happy to.
So you've got the hecklers, and then what? And then is there like a different group of people who just want to mess with you? Because
not to be
honest. Do you remember when I messed? Did you remember when I messed with you in Valencia? Because I'm very proud.
Oh, I actually want to hear this story. Yeah, how you guys?
It's not that big of a story.
Oh, come on.
So we were in Valencia. We were at like a YouTube event.
Right.
That's where me and Dan met.
I was invited to.
Yeah.
But I didn't go.
You didn't come.
Exactly. This isn't about you, though.
No,
Jelly.
I know. I was. So, I could have met Dan.
Why didn't you come?
I don't remember. I think I was somewhere else. I had another trip planned. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Next time.
Perfect excuse, Jelly.
Yes, sir. Actually, you have to pinky promise on the podcast.
All right. Next time, Valencia.
Okay.
Let's make it happen.
Let's get onto the story. Yeah. So, so after we'd bumped into each other.
Yes.
We were with some other YouTubers and some cool people. And you were showing off just some different magic tricks. And I, as the... It's kind of the asshole that I am. I was like, I want to try and mess with you. I'm definitely not like a heckler. I'm super respectful.
You were a mess in the middle.
But I like to, I like to be mess around a bit.
Yeah. All right.
So what I did was Dan had left his pack of cards on the table. So I selected one of the cards out of the deck and then I left it. I left it for a good little bit of time.
Yeah.
And then I said to Dan and I was like, I can't remember. I was with someone else. And I was like, oh, Dan. Can you do a magic trick?
Oh,
is there one you can do where you like I have to like pick a card?
Yeah.
Oh wait.
And I had the card that I was going to pick, and I put it under my butt or something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, so because you kind of change your tricks depending on what you want to do, right?
Yeah. So like I'll improvise quite a lot. But I think you named the card, and then I started looking for it. Do you know what was so funny? I think I was gonna like act like it were part of the trick, take the credit. It's like, you've just named a card and it's not in the pack. Magic done. But then you revealed it.
But no. First of all, you were like, I think, you nearly, maybe you were going to do that. But then I think you were like, wait, actually, do you like see the card? The magic stopped. And you're like, wait, no. There's no card in this. And you even said to me, you're like, do you see the card? And I'm like, No.
Wait, he played it pretty good as well. He's a good actor when he wants to. Like there was when someone's tricking you, there's normally a little glimpse of like a smile.
Well, they get excited. Get too excited.
So you let him win, basically.
No. Well, no. He's saying he didn't notice.
Definitely not. I got him back. I put a card in his when he was asleep in his pillow, right? And I did a magic trick the same night where I got someone to pick a card and I told him to check his pillow when he got back. Do you remember? And he was blown away.
What? That wasn't to Josh.
I think I must have
that
been
didn't
asleep.
Happen. That was a
no. That happened in my dreams.
I had to. I had to make it up because I think he's one up me.
Okay. Yeah.
He's got me with something. So I feel like.
And maybe I've done it again today.
Next year at Valencia, man, I'm gonna.
Yeah. Well, this is why I'm convinced now that whenever Dan's around, I'm always, you got to check your pockets because I feel like he's going
to
slip.
You told me earlier to check my pockets, but there's nothing.
Did
right?
you check your pockets?
No, well, I didn't.
This could have took his wallet.
There's nothing.
Nothing left in his pockets anymore.
There's nothing there. Not in the back ones. I'm not missing anything either.
No, I didn't put anything there. I'm just
Come on. I was really, there was a suspense there, you know?
Yeah. But anyway, that's the story of me messing. Wow. Have you got any other stories of anyone like messing around with you? Or like, or stories where, because I think the natural thing about being a magician is you're constantly one-upping people, right? Mm. Like it's kind of, you're kind of always in charge. Do you have any sort of examples where it's gone wrong? Like, on a bigger scale, and you've had to go, oh, I need to fix this, or I don't know what I'm going to do. Or do you kind of just hide those?
Like on a stage, I guess, right?
Like, to be honest, when I've messed a trick up, I make it seem like it's part of the trick, you know what I mean?
Right. So you've not had any big blunders.
But that's with any performance act. Or
are you a chess player?
Yeah, that's with any performance, play chess. Right?
We'll have a game. That's so I can get one back on him.
No, don't play chess against the magician. That's asking for trouble.
Yeah,
Josh, you're not going to win.
Well,
he'll just pull out the queen.
Yeah, well, we'll pull it off the board.
That's the trick. I go snap, 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 and all the pawns turn to queen.
Well, he just snapped me, and I don't know what happened, but he tricked me.
Yeah,
I did.
I've hypnotized him.
So, Dan, I got a question for you. This is not related, really, to your magic tricks, but we were doing some research on you before you came here, right?
Yeah.
It said something that you'd been on Charlie the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, yeah.
What is that about? Are you a movie star?
I was the first ever. I'm also, obviously I'm a magician, but I'm also a time traveler. So I...
Wait, what?
No. No, I just did the West End musical.
The West End musical?
Yeah. Right. So in Drury Lane Theatre, Royal.
Is that like
Royal?
A theatre or something?
Ba-da-ba-da. Yeah, theatre in Covent Garden.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, when I was like, I did acting before I got into magic. And when I was like 13... I was in Charlie Chocolate Factory. So
what?
Wait,
the musical.
The musical.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So I played Mike TV. So I lived in London.
Did you sing?
Yeah. I think there was one part where I had to sing a bit of something. Yeah.
Can you do it now?
Yeah, absolutely. What do you want me to sing?
The Charlie Chocolate Factory.
Absolutely not. Listen, I was like, since you asked so nicely, you can go and go.
So that had nothing to do with magic. This is pre your magic career.
Well, to be fair, I had a squeaky voice then. So squeak, it was squeak. Like, exactly. So it was easy to sing. Like any little kid can sing a high note, but now
you've lost that talent.
I've lost the talent.
Right.
I don't think the talent was ever there. Oh. So I guess I've lost nothing. But it's definitely not sharpened.
So have you ever done like a tour? Because, you know, you've got essentially a background of being in theater. You're a magician.
I did
you're performing. Where are the tours, man? Where can I buy my tickets?
Yeah, exactly. No, I'll have to, when I do a proper tour, I'll bring you guys along.
Oh, yes.
But when I saw you last, you were talking about doing some stuff in the States.
Yeah, I've just come back, actually. I was working on a Hulu show.
Oh, what?
One which were really fun, yeah. So,
what is
you can say that?
What do you do in the show?
Magic, duh.
Magic, yeah.
Yeah, but like, what's the thing?
Yeah.
How long have you been sitting in it for,
we've
man?
We've all seen a magic show before. Like, what is the show concept?
What's the catch?
Yeah, so basically, in this show, people like, they ask me how I would use magic to like get out of a sticky situation.
Ooh.
And it's just a short thing, but... to say, like, someone might write in and say, if I wanted to do this with magic, da-da-da-da-da-da, what would you do? And I'd be like, well, I'd try. A bit like the pickpocketing thing. Like, how would you use magic in, like, a mischievous sort of way?
Okay.
Which is what I'm trying to implement more, you know, trying to see how I can bend.
I've got an idea. So what about a show where you have to commit every crime with magic?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Breaking laws with magic. No.
What's with this kind of crimes?
That could be a great YouTube video as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing how much magic how many crimes I can commit using magic in 24 hours with a thumbnail of a shocked face and Josh in the background.
I've seen recorded in the UK about weird laws that the UK has. There's videos on this. This could be easy. You don't even have to be a magician.
Mate, it's going to happen very soon.
When's
this coming out?
I'm not sure at the minute, but at some point this year, hopefully. And then, but in terms of...
There are the Hulu know about the show, right?
Yeah, no, they don't know about it.
Just walked over there and
yo, what's up, Hulu?
Still pitching it. No, and then I want to do a tour eventually, but I want to I really want to for the next few years start making long form and storytelling.
Right.
Yeah, so back to where what I was saying before. So I made a ton of viral vids, which is good because a lot of people have seen my magic and they've seen this, seen that. But now every video that I want to post from now on, and even if it's silly and it's not like, I just want it to tell some sort of a story.
Right.
Because long term, that's so much more like beneficial.
So how do you do that in short form content?
Well, I'm going to do long as well.
So you are, but because you got popular as someone who's creating shorts and TikToks.
Which I'm actually like, so I think other long form YouTubers will look at it like, oh, well, it's shorts, it's finger. But I think some people who make shorts, sometimes they might not know how to make long. Mm. I think if you can start with shorts and then eventually transition into long at a high level, then long term it looks good for the, because you've had that global exposure of people seeing you. Because even me, like, I get recognized in other countries. Like when I go to America, people are like, oh, he's the magician. When I go to like even places like Jamaica, like loads of just
what did you do in Jamaica?
Nothing. That's because it's
nothing. Nothing, mate.
And it might not be as strong as, say, for example, if there's a YouTuber in the UK who has like a million subs, but the very loyal primary UK.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if I can eventually get that as well, then I've built something really cool because then I've got that face that people can remember.
So what sort of long form content are you planning on doing? Because
you already have some long form content on YouTube,
but it was
right?
Just like I just filmed it on my phone and it was just
it doesn't tell that story.
No, it just
that
like
you want to tell.
I just threw it up because I'm still this is why some people don't know. Like I got to 20 mil just editing on my phone. Like I still,
what?
Yeah, I still do it all on my phone.
Dude,
so
this guy, he has 20 million subs and you've done it all on one phone.
He doesn't have an editor.
No.
No. I'm telling you, people need to understand this because some people who want to get into YouTube, they spend way too much money on crazy equipment, right? They don't have any source of revenue.
I just bought a camera recently. My long form videos.
He's got 15 billion views and only just bought a camera.
And you know the funny thing about the camera? So the second time I saw Dan was at the Brit Awards.
Yeah. The Brit Awards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we were both invited to the Brit Awards by YouTube.
We're moving up in the world.
Sorry, Jelly. So, funnily enough, we were lining up outside and for some reason I was holding Dan's camera, this new camera, and we walked in and the first thing they said is, you can't have that camera. Yeah. So they just took it away.
Wait, did you ever get it back?
No.
What?
No, I did. I did. When I was walking out, I got it back. But hey, good bit of kit, innit? Nice little camera.
I can't remember.
A good bit of kit? Yeah. I've never heard anybody say that.
To be honest with you, it probably does the exact same as the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's the thing about cameras these days, man.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, like, all my long form vids, I say all, I've got about 5 long form vids, but they was all filmed on my phone.
Yeah.
But I just think now, if I can get the thumbnail, the idea, the title, I can get some really good long forms. So
right.
I've got quite a few ideas written down. But what I like now is that, in the past, I was just going for mad consistency. Like at one point, I was posting 5 shorts a day. Now, because I'm luckily in a position where like I've earned money from it, and like I'm in no rush to like grow as fast as I can.
Yeah,
I'm excited that I can take my time with them. So with the long form and the short stuff, I just want to focus on quality now and just post that. And I think over a long period of time, it's going to work.
So you mentioned money.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into this too crazy.
Yeah.
All right. But
not as much
shorts,
as these two guys.
Short form content is known to not create as much revenue as long form content.
Yeah.
That's why most people who blow up on shorts, they tend to switch to long form or do it on the side.
Yeah.
But YouTube recently has released their new advertising system for short content, right?
Yeah.
I'm struggling to explain this because I don't even know how it works.
Yeah.
How is that for you now? Because before, YouTube was funding all these short creators, right? They were just basically printing money.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't, but you know what I mean. They were they were spreading it out. And now there's ads on shorts.
Yeah.
Do you see a massive difference?
Yeah. I don't want to bite the hand that feeds me, right? But it's actually like lower now.
Oh no.
Really?
But I think it might have something to do that. A lot of my vids, like the viral ones, they had copyrighted music.
Mm.
So that might be a bit of something.
Yeah. So,
but
okay.
I've had the same experience from a few people that I know saying that.
Well, shorts
can have copyright claims.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, as of now, but it's weird. Yeah,
because of the recent advertising.
I guess so,
yeah. Yeah, so, I haven't seen a mass. I'm obviously still very new. So it might,
yeah, they're saying that it's going to up it over time. It's a long-term process. But
yeah.
But I'm not as fussed again. Because now it's like... so yeah, I know what your question is. To answer your question, basically, I've been lucky where, like, in the last couple of years, my main source of income hasn't been content. So,
right.
Like, I've made a bit of money from Snapchat and YouTube, and because at the there was bonuses on Shorts.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And I think it's fine to say this, but like it was not. Well, I was about to say not an insane amount. It's still a decent amount. It was always capped at like $30,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
And obviously for like 10 months, I would always hit that cap because of just the based on the views. And then
there's a cap on
for
Shorts.
For bonuses.
It was the back when it
what?
Was back when it was bonuses. Yeah.
So no, if you get 1 billion views a month or 300 billion views a month,
it doesn't really matter. But then I do. I've done like branded deals, and then like I perform at events.
So now that YouTubers switched it to you make advertising revenue. Like, do you think you can reveal how much you would make on a short now?
I'm not actually roughly. Sure, to be honest. I haven't mega deep dived into it because it really depends.
Do you have like one short that's made a significant amount of money on its own?
Not really, no.
I mean, I believe.
So is it maximum of like 30,000?
I'm happy to share it for me. I mean, it's like 2 cents per thousand views or a cent per thousand
really?
Views.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm not interested in you. Because you don't have the insane amount of views on Shorts.
Well, I got some Shorts for views. Nothing like his, but
I'm not like... Because now I'm thinking, because I don't... So obviously I'm on 20 mil now. And it might now take like two or three years even to get to 30 mil. Yeah.
No, dollars.
Because dollars, exactly. 50 million, billion, gazillion. I'm the world's richest magician. I invested in this crypto coin, but it was
magic coin.
We traded it with wizards. It was called Slytherin.
This is not financial advice.
Yeah,
This is not.
This is also not sane people talking.
Yeah. Imagine we're
a magician talking. All right.
I always think this: are we crazy or is everyone else crazy?
What? As in what? We being YouTubers?
Yeah.
This is the most random question.
I've always said that, like, to become a YouTuber...
You have to be odd.
You have to be kind of crazy, yeah.
I wouldn't say crazy.
We're having a water
sip.
What have you done to it?
Nothing. I think just as podcasting professionals, we need a sip.
Yeah, a quick rinse. Mm-hmm. No, but seriously, Josh, I wouldn't say that we are all crazy because we turn out to be YouTubers.
Yeah.
But you do need to be a little bit different.
Did you just drink that?
Oh, he peed in it.
No, I'm just messing. Don't look on it. I finally got him back for the...
for Valencia.
Even if it was 1 second.
How long ago was that? How long did it take you now?
6 months, was it?
Tastes like rat poison.
How do you know?
You know that kills people too, right?
Oh, I microdose.
Rat poison kills people. Kills.
How does he know this? I'm really getting worried.
Well, then why would
this.
They call it rat poison?
Josh.
They should call it everyone poison.
Mm-hmm. It should actually.
Why not just poison? Well, exactly. That's the point.
It could be argued.
I've been eating rat poison for ages because I thought it was only poisonous to rats.
Actually, I have a story about rat poison. This is kind of off topic, but I have a story about rat poison.
No, it's on topic. It goes in perfectly.
Okay. Me and my girlfriend, we were about to go on holiday, right? And I was taking out my dog. The dog was loose in the garden, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, my dog... pooped. Okay.
Okay.
As
dogs don't do.
I don't usually look at my dog's poo, but sometimes when it catches the eye, you have a quick glance.
What happens when you're taking it on a walk?
Hang on. I look at my dog's poo all the time.
To pick it up.
You don't pick up your dog's poo.
Somebody depends where I am.
Poo. All right. Listen. Her poop, my dog's poo.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Was blue, Josh.
Blue.
It was blue.
Okay.
Right. And that's because we didn't know why at the time, but apparently the gardener had been spreading rat poison all over the yard.
Oh no.
Yep. And our dog ate it because rat poison,
but it was fine.
It's tasty for rats, otherwise they don't eat it.
Yeah.
However, they put a coloring in it. Food coloring.
Yeah.
Because if babies eat it or dogs eat it, you'll see it
indicator.
In their feces.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because it's only poisonous to rats.
Well, here's the thing. We immediately, I was about to leave. I was about to leave, and we were like, we were told like, oh, she's gonna be fine. We'll bring her to the vet and have her checked out. We were like, okay, yeah, fine. We'll go on our trip. So actually, we had somebody taking care of the dogs, and they did a blood test on her, and it was killing her.
Oh, okay.
It was killing her.
Did your dog survive?
My dog survived. We don't know. We have to give her like medicine. It's basically vitamin K supplements.
How much did the dog eat?
We don't know. We don't know.
He wasn't watching his dog. So what it means is he doesn't look at his dog's pee. He just doesn't watch his dog.
But do you know what rat paws? Do you know what it does? It like disables organs. So yeah, I know. Over time, it just.
I have a friend that
they die at one after one. You
yeah,
know?
It's so sad. But I had a friend that told me that there was some guy who was like escaped an asylum, and he got and he got loads of Windex or the thing that you put on your car. Yeah. Freezer whatever.
Or glass,
yeah
or whatever it is, defroster, on loads of meat, and they were throwing it over people's gardens, and a bunch of dogs ate it, and it did the same thing where it went insides went
but blue. Then it doesn't have the coloring, so they didn't find out, and the dogs
and
died.
It did it, apparently it was vomiting blue, so I don't know what this contrast is with the color blue.
Well, the contrast is blue.
Yeah. Exactly, there's some
on the topic of
poison and blue
consuming interesting things.
Yeah.
So obviously there's a big trend with magicians. You're gonna like this. Ooh. There's a big trend with magicians, like they like eat stuff. Like I've seen them eat goldfishes and like frogs and stuff. Like, do you have any idea how that works when they do that? Like David Blaine does it, right?
Yeah. Oh, I've seen this. But he just swallows a frog and leaves it in there for 10 hours.
But he actually does it. That's what's insane.
It's not magic.
It's not a trick.
It's real.
Like, so is that magic then?
So he swallows a lot of water, so the frog survives.
Yeah. He drinks like bottles and bottles of water. He's learned how to. I've got a friend called Kieran. I've got a video I did with this guy called Kieran, who's also, if you type in human regurgitator,
okay.
I've got a short video where I'm like, this is Kieran, and it shows him just loads of water out of the mouth.
They can launch water out of their stomach.
They can.
They can puke on command. Josh, can you puke on command?
Not at all.
I could at the start of this video.
Which one?
Oh, yeah. We did the thing with the paper.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did.
Which one?
Yeah. Which one was that? No, this one. See, like, the David Blaine thing is, like, an ability.
Yeah.
This one is...
So I watched the video on that. He actually went somewhere special. Oh, he learned about this one guy that has this ability to puke on command, basically. Yeah. And he tried to find this guy. He met him. And had a whole training together with this guy.
So it's a skill you can learn.
It's
not
a skill
not
you
something
can learn.
You just have
yeah, but
to
it's,
throw
it's very it's very dangerous. Like because
your stomachs can come out.
Yeah, your stomachs. And not only that, you can't eat before. So like David Blaine did a show in Manchester that I watched, and before the show, he can't eat for 24 hours because essentially you're being sick. But if you've got no food and you drink loads of water, then you can bring it up.
Wow. I can't imagine his breath is very nice.
Yeah. No. I've met him. You've
met
stunk,
him.
Man. It was no, I've never met him. I've never met Dave Blaine, but I really wanted.
Who's your who's like your favorite magician?
Right. Who's your idol?
My idol, Josh. Oh.
He's not a magician.
Yeah, but like he kind of is. I've been teaching him a couple of tricks, and now he's told me that he's leaving you for the game and stuff to pursue a career in magic.
Well, he's stuck here with me now on 2/3.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's, this is what I mean. He's doing card tricks for the guests now.
Ah, Josh, can you show me a card trick?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to give me some cards?
All right. So Slogo apparently is a magician. Oh, I get the little box.
Okay. So close your eyes, Jelly.
Why do I need to close my eyes?
Close your eyes.
It's all part.
Wait. I'm gonna put the cap on my bottle. I'm scared. Can I open them again? I've got my eyes closed.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Okay, Jelly.
Is there something around me?
Jelly.
Oh, you're still at your mic. I can hear that.
Jelly, I'm here. Just open your eyes. Oh, okay. Yeah. I want you to guess a card. Okay, a card in this deck.
All right.
It can be whatever you want. It can be any card in the deck.
Six of diamonds.
It can be any card except for the six of diamonds.
Seven of diamonds.
Any person that you could think of?
Dan?
Right, I'll explain. So in a pack of cards, we got red cards and black cards, right?
Yeah.
Imagine there's another box here and you're picking one up, the red or the black, which ones?
But the red is on the black. Excuse me.
No,
what did you
there's
say?
Red cards and black cards on the table.
Yeah.
Which ones are you taking off the table?
Depends on my mood.
Which color, Jelly?
Red.
You're taking the red ones off.
Yes.
Right. I want you, Josh, to spread the black cards on the table, and you're gonna throw to a Jelly. Actually, you can decide what he's throwing to you. Is he throwing your number cards or picture cards?
Number.
Number cards. Right.
I am confused.
So take
what
out
is
all
happening?
The red numbers, right?
Is this an actual magic trick?
It's black, so you're left with Jack, Queen, King.
Okay, okay.
Right?
Yep.
That's going to take you a little while, man.
Jack, Queen, King.
Of what color?
Clubs. Well, the black, aren't they? So.
Oh, yeah. You wanted the black, Jelly, okay?
Name one. Jack.
No, I wanted the red.
Jack, no, Queen, you were taking them out, though.
Oh.
Just say one. One of the two, the Jack, Queen, the King. Two of them.
King.
King of what clubs?
Diamond.
No, no, we got black cards.
Clovers.
We asked you what color. Clubs.
Clubs. Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. King of clubs.
He said the king of clubs.
I feel like I'm an absolute terrible guess to this.
Okay,
manager.
I mean, I've tried to pick them all out, but I appear
you're
to,
just gonna.
I appear to be missing one.
This is the world's longest magic trick. Congratulations!
But you
guys.
Put clubs in my mouth.
I did.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I did. I'm missing one.
Which one?
Which are you?
Is that the one that Jelly said?
No, he said the king of clubs. You've messed up, man.
hang on. You've still got a lot to learn, Slogo. Oh, no.
Is that the king of clubs?
No.
What is he doing?
Is that the king of clubs?
He's doing the magic trick. Dan just took over the trick.
We're in cahoots. This no.
I feel like they're working together. Did you pay him that 20 grand?
Yes.
Perfect.
was that yes to me?
Oh, hang on. Oh.
Got a little bit of a stain there, mate.
It's gone.
Where'd it go, Jelly? Jelly, check your back pocket.
No, you're kidding.
You check there.
Check your back pocket, Jelly.
Oh, my God.
How does that happen? How is that?
How?
Who it's knows? Magic.
How did you just put a card there?
Who knows?
See, I told you I was doing a trick.
All right, the cameras must have caught that.
It just took me a while to get there, okay?
The cameras must have caught that trick. I will rewatch this entire episode just for that. And I will find out exactly how you did it.
I mean, it was my trick.
It was yeah, blame him.
Oh, really? How did you get that from your seat? All right, how did you get the card?
I had the card.
Is that why I had to close my eyes?
No. But why would you even insinuate that? It's just rude.
I asked you to close your eyes,
It's
Jenny.
Just rude.
I asked you to close your eyes.
All right, all right. Can you catch this card? Still got it. Got him.
Okay. Got him.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Josh. I'm clearly a terrible magician. No, you did, actually.
To be fair, you haven't had much practice.
You did. Before we started recording, you were like, hey, mate, I've got your pack of cards here.
Yes.
One's yours.
That's my pack of cards. They're for you. You keep them.
I've just been gifted a pack of cards.
A pack of
by
cards.
By a real life Hogwarts magician.
Hogwarts magician, friends with Harry Potter.
Right.
Yeah, that's
what are you doing at the moment?
I'm opening it.
Okay.
It was a gift.
Okay,
it was a gift.
He's gonna break everything. While Jelly's working on that, you released a book.
Yeah.
What? You did?
I did.
You could tell.
Did you
who
snap
does
your fingers
research?
And it was done?
Yes, it was that's what I mean, I didn't have to write it. It was just like bang, 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 a book.
What was the thought process around making the book? Like, what you just?
I just wanted to like teach magic in a book, you know, whoa. Because obviously I feel like videos they're cool and like they're where the future is, but kids don't read as much anymore. And when I was learning my YouTube vids, someone bought me a magic book, and it was just quite interesting. And it was a different way of learning because you get your own interpretation of it. So that's why I wanted to do a book.
And was that quite successful for you?
Yeah, I did pretty well. And to be honest with you, I did a lot of tours around the book. So I did 10 different shows. Yeah.
So you kind of done shows before.
Yeah,
but
that's what I was going to say with the tour thing. Yeah, so I did, I was doing a lot of seats with the tours, and the best one, we had one where 700 people came. So
nice.
The show, and then we signed a bunch after. So yeah.
Wow.
It was fun. So yeah. I need to send you a book as well.
Yeah.
Tosh, where's your book?
I don't have a book. Do you have a book?
No, I don't have a book.
You did. You were going to have a book,
I was working on a book.
What happened?
What happened to that?
So long story short, I was working on a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. I.
And then they realized this is not interesting.
They realized they couldn't read. So it was
I don't exactly remember, but I think the producer pulled out. I don't
Oh, really?
Know. Yeah.
Jelly,
yeah.
Can you please stop touching the microphone? You're going to tip the table over.
I'm sorry.
When we were setting
Why
the
Why did you get me
up?
Such a wonky table?
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
I actually blame Josh on this one. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, don't blame the.
But Jelly, you actually had a book, though.
It wasn't
You promoted
fully made,
it.
No. Oh, so the book wasn't written by the time I promoted it.
Right. So no, why did you? You just didn't get around to writing it.
I think the idea with I think the idea with promoting it was to see how much effort. Oh no, to see how much interest there was going to be in the book.
Yeah. Right.
That's why we started promoting it, and that's when the producer pulled out.
Right.
No, I actually don't know why they pulled out. I can't remember. This is years ago.
Sure it's got nothing to do with the fact that you don't know how to write or read?
Well, the whole idea was that I was going to have calls with a writer and you know, we would talk about certain things and that would eventually get written.
By who?
I don't remember who.
By you.
Oh, no. I wouldn't be the one physically writing.
Right.
Okay. The amount of spelling errors, no one could have understood that.
So I did the same thing. I worked with a ghostwriter, but he said I was a nightmare to work with because I changed stuff. So
like, sounds like what happened to Jelly.
Well, I'd go on a Zoom with him every day for like 2 hours, and then he would send me prints and I'd read them. He'd just basically write down what I said.
Yeah.
But I'd change so much, like, oh, could you reword that? So
they could yeah.
And they'd get angry that you changed things.
Yeah, because in the end, it were literally like, you know, they try and...
They just get paid for the job.
Well, they try and neaten it up so it sounds more efficient, whereas I was just like, that doesn't sound like me. Yeah.
But Josh, you're kind of insinuating that there's something wrong with that. You probably don't want to know how many books are ghostwritten.
No, I'm just teasing.
Or co-written. You know, like with all due respect, I am not a writer. Can you see me possibly write a book?
But
I can still release a book.
I am going somewhere with this, though, because...
Oh.
So, obviously, you didn't write your book. Do you make your tricks? Because you've already said you bought a trick.
Yeah.
Right. Do you just
hired it?
So that's what. So basically, I think it's in the same sense of like a guitarist learns how to play guitar. It's like if they write a song and they use different chords, is it their song or is it technically using something that pre-exists? So my analogy is I invent my own styles of tricks, but it uses principles that are already out there in the exact same
way. Are they out there though? What do you mean by out there?
Like you can find them in books or YouTube videos, things like that. Because I always think YouTube progressively gets better over the years, like content. Mm. But I think that's always because they're standing on the shoulders of giants because they have things to go off. So when I look at like certain videos, now I look at it and go, he's slightly been inspired by maybe like Mr. Beast or slightly inspired by David Dobrik.
Of course.
This has been edited in the same. So like the reason it progressively, sometimes you can't compare new content to some old because it's just evolved. So, like, sometimes I was having this convo with someone the other day, and he was giving me the analogy of, like, an air rack video or, like, a Mr. Yeah. Beast and comparing it to, like, an Alfie Days vlog from, like, 7 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, wow. I can't even watch them now.
I haven't heard
that
name for a while.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
so slow pace. But you can't compare the two because it was all that exists at that time. So, like, for example, in a few years, the content might elevate massively, but it's because they've got more to go off.
So, basically, what you're trying to say is your tricks are...
Someone else's tricks
or inspired by.
No, all moves, like moves that have been created already. Do you know what I mean? Like,
like a chess, you know, you can't make a new chess play.
Yeah, exactly. You've just got
to... No. You can make a new magic trick. What are you saying?
Well,
you can.
There's only like...
Well, can you?
No, well,
of course you can. He can just make one up right now on the spot. Here we go.
Yeah.
But I think maybe you don't... The whole point is that he's saying that it's all based on existing principles of magic. Like the sleight of hand.
There's only like, apparently like they say, 7 tricks in magic. Like mind reading, making something float, making something change, making something disappear, something restore. And there's 2 others which I can't remember. Because like I said, I don't like to focus on the tricks. I'm more about the real magic.
Right.
Yeah. And the story.
Like, Wingardium Leviosa. Yeah.
Avada Kedavra.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. That was... It's harsh.
That was dark magic.
That was.
Is there?
I thought you didn't bring your wand.
Actually, is there a?
Invisible. This one.
Oh,
is there like a real life version of that? The dark magic.
The dark magic.
Stop trying to touch the guest's wand, Jelly.
Here you go. Take it. Do you feel it?
Yeah.
Cast
quite
a
chunker,
man. He's been bullying you all. Do something.
I've been bullying him.
All right, watch this. He's gonna close his eyes. Didn't work. Didn't work.
Oh, you froze him. This is backfired.
It did something.
Do something else.
Is there like a real life version of tricks that like are kind of frowned upon?
Ooh.
Oh,
well, the crime ones, I guess.
Yeah.
But those are cool. Those are cool. Like,
the
is there like
is
a
cool.
real life version of that where it's like, oh, you and it doesn't even have to be like criminal stuff. Just any magic where other magicians go, oh, you do that magic? That's not cool.
Yeah, I think it's
like reaction content on YouTube.
Yeah, I think like the voodoo stuff, really, you know, the dark evil magic that I've been conjuring all through the years to
so that's not cool.
No, it's not.
Dark
it's,
magic?
Dark magic.
So you went from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory to Harry Potter.
Yeah. it was a big step.
Why didn't you sign up for the Harry Potter musical?
Harry Potter musical.
Is that not a thing? That's a thing, right?
It was. Yeah, it is.
It's funny because you say that you weren't into, like, one of the reasons why you didn't, you said you weren't really into that because of the acting, right? Like,
into what?
The musical stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's funny, isn't magician, magic stuff, that's all about acting, kind of? Like,
yeah, I guess you kind of.
Because what you're doing, half the time you're convincing someone.
Yeah, that you're a wizard. Yeah, a wizard.
Pretty much.
I feel like, that's true, to be honest. Like, you're playing a character, really. That yeah. You can, but
I suppose it's a different style of acting.
Yeah, I feel like it's still raw, it's still genuine because you're interacting with someone, and then you go, like, it's like turn the card around, pick a card, I'm gonna find it. Like, I'm not telling you that I'm doing real wizardry, but still sometimes your mind can't figure out how I've just done what I've done. So I've deceived the eye.
Dan, what do you see? Like, what's your life in 10 years from now?
10 years.
Yeah, where does a magician go?
Yeah, I always have this. This is the craziest question because I always think. People's like their opinions change so much about things. The mindsets change. Like it's such a hard question, isn't it? Because who knows what like.
Are you? Yeah, so, I mean, it's the same thing as us getting asked that question.
Are you hoping for the success like of this long form content, and that will roll into something else? Definitely. Maybe more tours, magic tours.
Yeah, I think I'd love to do the long form thing for a good 3-4 years.
I know a guy.
And then I know a guy does a bit of long form, and then. See where it goes, really. I'd like to do tours, you know, do magic.
So do you, so the goal is to just keep building your audience.
Yeah, keep building. Right. And make something more sustainable, so not just like viral vids.
Yeah.
Make stuff that tells a story, really.
Right. So what video has the most amount of views? Like, what did you do and how many views does it have?
It's just I created this concept where like, and it has just music on the vids. There's no talking. And that's the reason it went so viral, because it would have crossed so many
it's
demographics. Yes, exactly.
No
but language. It just started with me doing a trick. Then I got my friend to do the trick. She can't do it. Then I do a trick. She can't do it. And that got like 400 million views. And
what?
Yeah. And
wow.
I gained one video. Yeah. And I gained
400 million.
And I gained 1.1 million what? Subscribers.
1.1 million subscribers from one video.
What? Yeah.
So
you know how hard I had to work for 1 million. Yeah. I'm not saying you did.
No. But
sounds like that's what you're saying.
It was a 60-second video.
If I were doing in a way, when I hit 1 million subscribers on YouTube, I wasn't disappointed, but I was like, I always envisioned it would have taken so much longer because I would have done proper content.
And it was one viral.
Yeah, yeah. One.
So I assume you tried to recreate this video many times over and over.
Not really. I did the same concept, but I didn't do the same one.
Yeah.
Because
the
then
same
it,
concept.
Then again, it's
the same trick?
No, but it's back to that thing of like, what's the point if I'm not talking? Like, it's just a viral vid.
Yeah.
So do you think you could ever run out of magic tricks?
Oh. Probably not, no. But then again, I think when I do long form, it's not all going to be about just trick. It's more of the idea than magic.
The story.
So are you trying to put more personality into?
Yeah.
Because it's funny, you're like the complete opposite of us. So me and Jelly have zero talent.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
And we have to.
Why does he always bring me into this?
So we have to just be personalities to get anywhere. Whereas you're on the opposite side of things. You have talent. And then I guess you need to now build out a personality on the long form.
That is actually a
I'll always argue this point right now for anyone watching. Obviously, in the grand scheme of life, content creating is still very new, like very new in any capacity, right? But like, there are YouTubers out there that doesn't matter. Say, for example, you have a famous, you know, singer like Justin Bieber or something, whatever.
Yeah.
No matter how long he could train or practice YouTube, some people are just gifted at telling a story and being able to translate that on through a screen. Do you know what I mean? And that is such a talent. And I think as the thing goes on, because sometimes I used to hear the question like, "You're a YouTuber, but like, what do you do?" Well, the clue's in the name. I make videos. Like, I'm a content creator. So, and I think there's still that fine line between. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they like to label things like a magician does magic, a singer sings songs. But I think we just need to accept like creating content is a real skill in itself, just like in itself. Like, an actor is one thing, but I think for the longest time, people were trying to, like, conceptualize... I said that word wrong. Conceptualize.
You were pretty close. You were closer almost than Jelly's been.
Yes, yes. What it, you know...
Conceptualize.
What that entails. Exactly. Well done. Said it better than me. But yeah, what that entails, essentially. But so I think that's...
Do you remember he just called YouTubers odd? Slogo called YouTubers odd.
Yeah.
Mm. But is us being odd or crazy our talent then?
Yeah.
Or, you know, our talent is making us odd and crazy, probably.
I think it's just doing something that's out the realms of norm, because no one wants to watch something that is normal.
So Josh, like, we are talented, man.
You're so talented.
It might not feel like it, but you have something.
I need to tell my mom.
Yeah.
I need to tell my mom that there's wasn't a disappointment.
There. Yeah.
Oh.
Because yeah. something.
Yeah. And I'll tell Jelly's mom as well, because I'll see her later.
She'll be watching this, Josh. That's embarrassing.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Van Vucht. I didn't mean that.
Is that a second name?
What? My last name
I have the utmost respect for. Oh, sorry.
So I'm not British. I'm not English. Mm-hmm. My last name is very foreign.
Yeah.
That might not be usual on this island, but so my last name is Van Vucht.
How do I say that? Van
Yeah, go
say
ahead.
Say again.
Van Vucht.
Van Vucht.
It's not too bad. But you guys are saying the F word all the time when you're trying to pronounce it.
What? Van Vucht.
Van Vucht. I'm not doing that.
Actually, this is an interesting point.
He's trying to put an accent spin on it.
So is there...
No!
Speaking of different countries, is there differences with magic in different countries? Like, magicians, do they do
different types?
In North
Korea, I heard they have this trick where people actually disappear.
That is true. We'll have to cut that.
No, it stays in. That's yeah, welcome to the...
That's it, he's cancelled himself. No going back from there.
Yeah, it's honestly, this podcast is a slippery slope.
This should be like, oh, I thought of the best idea for a podcast. Like, it could be called Cancelled or something. And like, the whole aim is to go on and just say at least one thing that gets them cancelled.
Hilarious.
And if they can survive, then like it's...
You should hear what Jelly's girlfriend suggested that we should name our podcast.
I don't remember exactly, but basically she said 2/3 is too boring of a name. So why don't you call it Dead YouTubers?
And it was like, I was like, tell me how you really feel.
Dead YouTubers.
Like,
we could have
gone with cancelled YouTubers.
Also, irrelevant.
Irrelevance. But then no guests would want to sit here.
Hi guys, do you want to come on a podcast? What's name? Irrelevant.
Yeah,
because that's what you are.
If we had a podcast called Dead YouTubers and we invited you, how would that make you feel? Like,
I'd be like, fair. You know, you couldn't get any long form proper YouTubers. You had to get a shorts magician. I mean, that's right.
So how do you feel about our name now? 2/3.
You know what?
Does it make sense to you? Because I'm not sure if you grew up watching our content or seeing our content. Does it make sense? Do you know why?
It doesn't need to make sense, because Dan is...
He's the third now. Yeah.
I'm starting a podcast at some point. And can I just say what the name is just now? Because no one else has got it, so no one can steal it. I'm going to call it...
That's how it works.
Yeah. I'm copywriting it here. Here we go. Shuffling. I think that's quite a good... Because it goes with magic.
Shuffle in?
Just shuffling.
Shuffle in what?
Well, cards or dancing, you know, it means can mean many
shuffling?
Things. Every day I'm shuffling, and that's the theme music.
Careful, could be copyrighted.
Yeah, oh, damn, that's true.
Well, that was a scoop there.
That was
what was I asking that I was actually interested in?
Yeah, he was onto something.
About the 2/3 name.
No, you went off on a tangent. Oh, yeah. The differences in countries.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is there different magic between different countries?
I don't think so. No.
Okay, never mind. Moving on.
I don't know. I don't know if there is different.
Thanks, Dan.
I'm sure there is.
I think there's like
in different parts of the world, different cultures.
I was really hoping that there was like some like.
Wait, but there's like some rituals in some cultures that could be considered magic tricks, right?
The dark magic, like you were saying.
Well, like Jesus walking on water.
I did that. Where are you going?
He did that in a video.
You did that.
See it?
You've walked on water.
No, I just saw it and I didn't click it. I saw it when I was scrolling through.
I see where we stand.
That's how we do research on our guests. That's how we do research on our guests.
I'm sure there was one on
there. His videos arrived with just ads, and I click. I've probably made you at least
more than you've made on a show.
Yeah, exactly. More than I've made in my 1 billion views. now I want to take my view back. He can't click on a short and I click on his long videos. You see the difference?
So you actually clicked on a Slogo video? Because not a lot of people do that.
Okay.
Exactly. I think it's... I regretted the decision immediately after.
Really?
But then again...
Did it give you a virus?
It destroyed my computer. It was... it was like...
Well, the virus jelly gave me destroyed my anus.
That is getting clipped. 10 million views.
How did you walk on water then? Just tell me, for someone who didn't watch it, what was
well,
that?
Well, Josh, it kind of says it, doesn't it? He just walked on water. Oh, Jesus did it, so why couldn't he?
I tell you what I did. So I hyped up the video that I was going to walk on like a pool.
That's pretty cool.
Jelly takes the piss out of me all the time. Dude, when I say water.
I'm a foreigner. I can make fun of accents.
Listen, mate.
All right, my
water.
Accent isn't perfect.
A posh London boy.
We're gonna get there at some point soon.
Go ahead. Walking on water.
Yeah. So I just got a bottle of water and I just put it on the floor. Water. And just walked on the water.
I'm glad I didn't click it.
Is that actually
technically? I did it. Yeah, I wasted everyone's time.
You didn't put like a transparent box
jelly,
in a pool.
Jelly. Stand on this.
Stand on this.
Okay.
Stand on this.
And then you will
watch everyone where jelly.
Is the bottle on camera?
Yep.
Are you sure it's not gonna explode?
I hope not.
You just walked.
You are
on
now.
You're now
standing on water.
You know there used to be a trick.
I know one can hear you, Jelly.
You can. Yeah.
No. Do. Aiming at our cameras. We spent a lot of money on that. We've not made any money from this.
I'm talking about making money.
Yeah, wait till season two before you start wrecking the
podcast. Oh, actually, that's a good question. Do you know anyone that could sponsor us?
Yeah.
Sponsor the podcast.
Yeah. We got this guy.
Who could sponsor? Wait, a rock.
Rock?
Oh, a fez.
The Rock. It's not The Rock.
Is this an official sponsor?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's called our Roman Hero. They sell Romans.
We are actually this is our merch for the podcast. So we sell just this one.
Yeah,
this one here is for sale. That's how.
So basically, long story
what's
short,
what's this price?
$99.
Oh, I didn't even know.
I haven't decided what it's $99 off yet.
Cryptocurrency, Slytherin.
So if it's £99. I'm screwed.
Yeah. He's going to have to make another billion views for it. Yeah.
So a staff member basically thought that it looked like two-thirds of a head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it looks...
That didn't work.
I think it's a bit of a stretch.
No, that's one head.
Like
that's half a head. How's it two-thirds?
Like two-thirds of a head. Like it's... But I think we're getting off topic now.
Yeah.
Okay, so closing this up then. Dan, I want you to be quiet. I want Dan to...
That was harsh.
It was, wasn't it?
That was a shock.
50% of the show.
I know.
You know?
No, you're one third of the show.
Wait, so as every guest comes on, they become a third?
Nailed it! Although you don't get a third of the revenue.
No, it becomes a full. Yeah, and also you signed the agreement that said you don't get any money.
You don't get any money.
No.
Even if we had sponsors, you're not making a buck, mate.
So,
the struggling magician who makes £10 per billion views... Didn't get paid for it.
Tell us a fun fact about yourself, Dan.
A fun fact about me?
Like something that no one viewing will know.
Something that...
The whole point of this is to get you...
His
to catch
farts
you
don't smell.
Stop feeding him.
What,
stuff.
Something for the art, something juicy that no one
knows. Yeah, something that nobody would ever know. I'm going to make this a thing now to ask people, Jelly. Because then they get all confused.
And you're
going to
interrupt me each time.
Behave.
I just tell the audience because nobody knew. Where we're filming this right now, I can't say the exact location. But funnily enough, my ex-girlfriend lived here, who no one knows. So it was very random when Josh said, come and film a podcast here, because she lives 5 minutes from here. Which
you're seeing her
random.
After.
And I'll actually... No. So bring her in.
Imagine.
Dude, you got me there as well for a second.
Jelly, you are a host on this podcast.
That would have been such a good magic trick.
Yeah.
Right?
Check your back pocket. She's in your pocket.
Yeah, you've shrunk her. You've got a ray gun and bum. And then another fun fact. Something else nobody knows about me. When I was younger, I used to collect coins.
That's like the most random thing. But I don't think anybody cared.
No, no, people really care. There's people there's people behind the screen crying because I opened up so much to them.
Did you pickpocket other people's coins for your own collection?
Oh, that's what he means. He's collect coins. I used to collect people's wallets.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a wallet collection. And,
ID cards and credit cards.
I don't see it as stealing because I would throw, before I'd used to pickpocket someone and take the wallet, I would throw a coin into a fountain and my wish would be that a wallet would come to fruition for me. So.
Well, I hope that one day that can come to fruition for you. Thanks, but anyway, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Joining our podcast.
Thanks for letting me come on.
You can leave now.
Yeah.
Thank you. I've been waiting.
Do like a magic spoof. And it leaves a cloud.
Ready? Okay. Ready?
Thank you for allowing me to come on the podcast. It's been good.
Whoa!
Where did he go? He's gone.
I can see him.
You gotta click the button to open the door.
Yeah, the door's locked.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bit awkward.
Goodbye, felons.
All right.
I'm a fella now.